University of Warwick podcast series on well-being, developed by the Counselling Service. This episode is focused on emotional intelligence.
Emotional intelligence is the ability to identify, understand, and use emotions positively in order to manage stress, communicate well, empathise, overcome issues, and manage conflict. It's about perceiving, evaluating, and managing emotions in yourself and others. People with low emotional intelligence may be frustrated by themselves and why they feel or act the way they do. They may be unable to empathise or communicate successfully with others. They may find it hard to manage or regulate their emotions, and they may experience difficulty negotiating or resolving conflict. They may be at odds socially or in working relationships, with things often breaking down or becoming conflicted. Increased emotional intelligence leads to greater personal, social, and professional success and fulfillment. Biological and social issues may influence emotional intelligence, but everyone can enhance their emotional intelligence. The pillars of emotional intelligence are self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, and relationship management. These involve noticing and identifying your emotions, including when and why they arise, managing your emotions whilst being true to yourself, developing empathy by listening to, hearing, and accepting others, including noticing body language, successfully communicating empathy and understanding, and being able to negotiate with others. So, let's look at some tips for developing emotional intelligence based on the four pillars. The first one, self-awareness, so identifying your emotions. Pay attention to your emotions. What are you feeling? Try to tune into yourself and name your emotions. When and why do you feel a particular way? What was happening and what were you thinking at the time? What happens in your body? Some people are not used to this and find it hard. Be patient and allow yourself space and time. Stop at least twice a day and ask, "How am I feeling?" It helps be aware of and to allow your emotions and thoughts, rather than trying to squash them down or deny them. You're then able to choose how to manage them and avoid feeling overwhelmed or reacting in a knee-jerk or uncontrolled manner without understanding what's behind your reaction. The second pillar, self-management, so managing your emotions. Take ownership of your feelings rather than blaming others. When appropriate, practice saying how you feel without blaming anyone. For example, say, "I'm worried about seeing the door open again, as we might have another burglary. Please can you keep it shut?" Rather than yelling, "You're an idiot for leaving the door open again." Notice what helps manage your feelings healthily. For example, when you're stressed, notice what helps relieve your stress, such as regulating breathing, taking time out, or looking after yourself. Put what is helpful into practice. Pillar 3, social awareness, so developing empathy. Be interested and open to other people's experiences. Aim to see things from another point of view, rather than being restricted to your own viewpoint. Allow others time to talk without interruption. Focus on what they are communicating with the aim of seeing things from their perspective, rather than thinking about what you might say or do next or any advice you might want to give. What clues does someone's posture and body language give about what they're thinking or feeling? Finally, pillar 4, relationship management. So looking at communicating empathy. What does your body language say about you? Giving eye contact and adopting an open body posture demonstrates you're engaged and listening. Say or summarise what you think you hear others say. Do this sensitively, allowing the other person to correct you if you've got it wrong. Aim to ask open questions. These encourage communication to open up. For example, an open question such as, "What do you think about this?" invites open exploration. Whilst a closed question such as, "Do you like this?" invites a yes or no response, tending to shut down further communication. Accept differences. We don't all have the same needs, opinions, and expectations. Conflict is normal and can be worked with helpfully if not perceived as threatening or punishing. When people feel heard and accepted, differences may be experienced safely and positively, and as promoting freedom and creativity. Be playful when appropriate. Sometimes humour and laughter help keep things in perspective. Creativity and playfulness can be energising and refreshing.
Please see the Warwick Counselling Service website for further information and links to sources of support both within and outside of the university. You may also find it helpful to talk to a counsellor in the service. We offer individual appointments, group therapy, email counselling, and run workshops throughout term time focused on specific issues. You can register for counselling directly on the website or telephone the service on 02476 523 761.